Now, given these tours and my research on the history of the church, the neighborhood, University Circle, I've come to the conclusion that Little Italy had three major influencers or institutions that had influence on the neighborhood. They were the Elder House, Murray Hill School, and Holy Rosary Church. Now, if you ask me which of those three institutions were most influential in developing a cohesiveness and a unity in Little Italy, I would have to say categorically it was Holy Rosary Church. And to clarify what I mean by that is that during giving the tours and doing my research on this community was made up of people from 10 regions of southern Italy.
The poorest areas.
And Italy has a history of not getting along with each other, even to this day. Right? And so for people from 10 different regions being in a small area like Little Italy, it becomes quite an interesting process, meaning that you really make it, well, to start off with, Murray Hill School would not allow you to speak Italian. So they would do as much as they can as an institution to encourage people to speak English. So you never learned, at least I never learned how to speak Italian fluently, thanks to Murray Hill School. And of course, I took Italian at John Carroll, and I took it for a whole year, and I just barely passed it. And the reason why I had difficulty was because I was, the dialect was so much ingrained in me that I just couldn't get the grammar.
Well, we did have Italian for a while at Murray Hill, but it was discontinued during the war. Stupidly, they said, don't study the enemy's language, which we do now. And so I had 1 year of the language, and that was it. And